Merhaba, ben Ender Yıldız. Donanımhaber.com olarak e-faturalarımıza Philips Stand'da devam ediyoruz. Yanımızda da Philips'in Avrupa Pazarlama Müdürü Stefan Sommer var. Kendisiyle Philips'in monitörleri hakkında konuşacağız. Hello Stefan.
Hello.
Let's start with my questions. You know, the most important thing for a monitor is panel inside. So what kind of panels do you use on your Philips monitors?
We as a main player in the monitor market, of course, use all kinds of panels. So of course, for the more mainstream models, we use TN panels, but then we're adapting more and more IPS and VA panels, of course, in our products.
Since Philips does not produce panels, you are buying them from other companies, right?
Yes, our mother company, of course, is buying them and filling them into the production.
Okay. What's the newest technologies on Philips monitors?
On the Philips monitors this year, we are launching at IFA a new technology which is called SoftBlue. The SoftBlue technology takes care of the well-being of Philips, shifting the harmful blue-like spectrums to a more healthy way that's not hurting your eyes anymore.
What about gaming monitors? You know, the gaming segment is really popular these days, and there are new types of monitors just made for the gamers. What's Philips' opinion about this situation?
Yeah, for gaming, we see it as a very important segment. So therefore, we also take care that we launched several monitors in the gaming segment. Last year, we launched our 27-inch Gioco, which has the MB-Glow functionality for the hobby gamers. We launched the 144Hz 24-inch monitor to pay attention to the more professional gamers. And now here at IFA, we are launching even the first 27-inch NVIDIA G-Sync monitor to really get the utmost of performance for the gamers.
AMD also promoting their G-Sync solution called FreeSync, you know. They're also trying to make it cheaper because NVIDIA product is, you have to have a specific board inside the monitor so graphic card and the monitor can communicate and show the frames accordingly. Do you think G-Sync monitors will be cheaper in near future because they are pretty expensive right now?
Yes, so far, of course, it's a unique feature which is, has its price, no doubt about. As soon as this FreeSync is really available free in the market, we need to see how good is it adapted, how good is the quality level compared to NVIDIA G-Sync, and then we need to see how much we need to implement in them into our product portfolio or what results this will have on the NVIDIA G-Sync.
What about the panels in the gaming monitors? Most of the gaming monitors are using TN panels because they have lower response time, higher refresh rates, but when it comes to color accuracy, color production, they are not really successful compared to IPS panels or NVA panels. Do you think we can see some IPS-based gaming monitor in near future?
Yeah, of course. For gaming, you need to choose the priorities. As you rightfully said, response time is the majority, the key for the gaming, which overrules the color performance, basically, in the gaming segment. While watching at the development what happened in the IPS and the wide viewing angle panels in the past years, I wouldn't be surprised if we see in the coming futures also the response time coming significantly down to a level which is also good enough to support the gaming demand.
Do you think 4K or QHD will be next step for the monitors?
Absolutely, we see definitely it has a trend already, QHD as well as UHD. So we have right now for 2014, we expect the market share around 6% UHD and QHD all together in the monitor segment. For the end of next year, we expect that this segment will occupy already 30%, while even up to 6 to 10% will be already UHD at that time, means 4K, 2K, and 20 to 25% QHD.
Okay. So when do you think QHD and 4K monitors will be mainstream?
Ah, this is a good question, which depends on the content open set. So right now the content is missing, even on the multimedia side, but also on the work side. I mean all the software which is using on Windows, for example, or Mac, above Windows 8, you can already adjust part of the surface, means the symbols, you can zoom up a bit, that you are able to read and to work with it again. But as long as the majority is really too tiny to work with, it will not be the majority for the working environment.
So when do you think the graphic cards and the content for the TVs will catch up for the 4K resolution?
Yeah, for the TV, I have my doubt that we will see it quite soon. I see this development be first on the streaming services. So we all know that one of the streaming, well-known streaming services announced already to open up the first channel in 4K, 2K to stream in here. And this will be the great start, which I hope will, follow a lot of other streaming services to provide the same service, and then we will see a quick catch up of the technology.
Okay, what about the gaming side? It's really hard to do a good gaming with even high graphics card today because the resolution is quite high, and if you crank up the details also, the frame rates will drop dramatically. So when do you think gaming will be a mainstream at 4K.
Oh, this will also take quite a time. If you see right now with full HD already, really good graphic games demand a lot of calculation power, a lot of big PC and graphic card. Taking it to 4K, 2K environment, you need up to, my latest information, 4 high-end graphic cards to somehow keep it smoothly running. And this is, of course, an investment which hardly anyone will do in the consumer segment.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.